years old. You know, today some 14-year-old females think they're grown women. And I got to be honest, some of them look like they are.
Oh, all right now.
But in that culture, in fact, in the early days of this nation and in many cultures today, girls under 18 are being forced to marry older men. Forced because of gender inequality, poverty, traditions, and even the insecurity of men. That's the condition the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was in. Yet, she was giving God praise for that situation that God had placed her in. A situation that could have made things worse. Worse because she was pregnant and had not been married to the man that she was engaged to. Oh, in fact, she hadn't had sex with me.
Say so.
But please don't shut me down because I said that word. But Jesus was the only one who came to earth through an immaculate conception.
Amen.
All the rest of us got here by the word. Too many Christians feel they're too holy to hear or even speak.
Preach.
That's how we all got here.
Yeah.
And you know, until Christians start talking about sex in a way that pleases God, teaching sex education in the same way, the world will continue to pervert one of God's greatest gifts that he ever gave us. Sorry, but I hate to say it. But let's get back to Mary. Because Mary was pregnant and not married, Mary was subject to death. Yet she praised God. When too many times our praise is about our stuff, too many times our praise is about the way other people see us, when our praise should be all about life.
Amen.
Oh, I know the numbers of COVID-19 deaths have numbed us. I know many are tired of having to wear masks. I know many want things to go back to that old normal. Well, those days will never return. Get used to doing life a new way.
Amen.
But back to the praise. We should praise God that we still have life.
Amen.
We should praise God that we have a roof over our head.
Amen.
We should praise God with all the shortages, with many not having jobs, that we still have food on the table and we've got clothes on our hands.
Say so.
But how many of us could praise God this morning like Mary for God putting us into what seemed to be a bad situation? I hope somebody caught one word in that last sentence. Seemed. Oh, yes. Because when God puts us into what seems to be a bad situation, God is opening the door for a better situation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on with it.
Some of y'all were told you were no longer deacons. That seemed like a bad situation.
It did.
When I was told my ministry was over,
come on.
That seemed like a bad
situation. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
The verses of the text have historically been called the Magnificat,
mm-hmm.
a Latin word. It just said it turns men as all. So the word would have to say, don't none of us speak Latin no more. And that name really has stuck because the world doesn't want you to hear these words.
Come on now.
In fact, there are many Christians, just like the religious establishment of Jesus' time, Many who have aligned themselves with people in power who don't want change, when the change is what these words are all about. See, I thank God for the Bible study we are doing. I thank God for fresh eyes, because all of us need to read the Bible fresh each and every time we open up that book. The first thing the text instructs us is glorify the role that God has given. Don't worry about the role that God has given us. Don't act like the role that God has given you is less than you deserve. Because we're all servants. Yes. All of us have a role in the kingdom.
That's right.
And the role that God gave you matches up with the gift that God has given you. See, when it comes to your role, if you think it's above you, never think you don't have enough money. Never think you don't come for the right family or have enough education. God can use you just like God used that peasant girl called Mary. Mary starts by saying, with all my heart, I glorify the Lord. Well, we talked about that on Wednesday night. Heart, what you love, what you value. See, Mary did not glorify the Lord with part of her heart. Mary glorified the Lord with all of her heart. See, God has blessed us in so many ways. Yet many times we have a hard time glorifying God with all of our heart. But we are all so caught up in the world. It smokes and mirrors. It thrills that however comes with massive letdowns. We glorify the world with most of our heart and leave so little room for God. Oh, I've been to a lot of places. I've experienced a lot of things that many black people have never experienced before. But everything that happened did because of God. So as long as I have breath, I'm going to glorify the Lord. In my depth, that's deep down inside of who I am. I'm going to rejoice in God, my Savior.
Yes.
That same God is your Savior.
Yes, sir.
I hope the following words help somebody. Because we feel that life has dealt us a bad hand. We feel that things will never get better in our lives. But listen to the words of a poor girl. A girl who was at the very bottom of the social ladder, just like somebody listening to me this morning might be. God looked with favor on the low status of God's servant.
Thank you, Lord.
If you miss your shot,
come on now.
No matter how others look at you, they might step on you.
Yeah.
Even knock you down, the God I serve will stoop up.
Yes,
to
sir.
Out of your heart and look at you with faith.
Yeah.
And you accept the challenge that God gives you, even though it might put you in what seems like a bad situation. God will have it so others will consider you highly favored.
Yes, sir.
The one that done some great things in your life. Stop letting your situation bind you up. Stop letting other folks steal your joy.
Yes.
Let the Lord look at you like God looked at that little girl, Mary. And I'm going to witness this morning.
Yeah.
God will lift you up.
Yes, he will.
And in addition to glorifying God, make sure you honor God.
Yes.
Not just on Sunday morning.
Come on now.
When you come to church. But at home.
Yes.
On the job. At work and at play.
Yes.
Make sure you honor God. Because God created this world.
Yes.
And even though you might have a piece of paper that says that you own something, everything belongs.
Say it, Pastor. That's right.
Yes.
And because all of us need mercy, I know I'm not the only one who needs some mercy this morning.
Yes, sir.
No matter how hard we try. There's just something on the inside of us.
Yes,
that makes us sometimes stumble and sometimes we fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you do, when I do, we all need some mercy, even when in bad situations, just like her. She knew that the mercy of God would make things better in her life. And she had to know about God's mercy. Was a young peasant girl, she said, God shows mercy to everyone.
Yes, sir.
From one generation to the next.
Yes, he does.
See, some of us are recipients of the mercy of our grandpa. Yes. Some of us are recipients of the mercy of our parents.
Yes, sir.
And since we've been blessed with the mercy of those who went before us, we need to make sure our children and grandchildren are always recipients of God's mercy.
Yes.
And that only happens when we honor God.
Yes, sir.
God is. Glorify God. Honor God. And then watch God work in God's time.
Yes, sir.
God's time.
God's time.
Not our time. See, I'm a witness this morning that if God has something intended for you, God will give it to you in God's time. I wanted God to do some things in 1997. I had to wait, but God did it in 2014. Oh, there were some things I never thought would happen. But because God who is who God is, God did it in God's time. When it seems that God is not moving fast enough for us, remember that song. You know, pre-COVID, Lindell would love to sit back in the pews and sing on Sunday morning. He may not come when you want, but he'll be there right on time.
Yeah.
He's on my God. Yes, he is. And if you know God is an old-time God, give me some hearts on Facebook. If you're on YouTube or online church, just type in amen. For God being a whole-time God. For the few of us in the house this morning, give God some praise and praise right now. For God being on time. And even though the theology of many Christians is not aligned with the things that Mary says. But see, people want you not only to be loved, but to think loved.
Yeah.
They want you to continue to embrace a theology that enslaves your mind. See, God is going to change that in God's time. In fact, that's why I'm preaching the way I'm preaching right now. And I'm asking other pastors, I know you checked me out during the week because I got some metrics that it seems like on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the viewership of the services go up. If you're checking me out, I want you to do the same thing when it comes to bringing about the change that God wants to bring. Because Jesus came to upset the social order of his day.
Yes, sir.
And that's the very same social order we have today. For we have let into the church worldly forces who have perverted the message of Jesus. They have made the church an instrument that maintains power for people by telling some that they are better than others, when in many instances they are worse off than the other. I'll be crazy, but I'm praising for Jesus, and I will do all I can to usher in what God wanted when Mary sang her song. She said, God has shown God's strength. I hope you know about God's strength. I hope you have experienced God's strength. For it was the strength of God that allowed you to make it when you were ready to give up. It was the strength of God that got you up when others had knocked you down. It was the strength of God that allowed you to open your mouth when you decided to stand against wrong. I wish there were a few more this morning who recognized God's strength and allowed God to use them to take a stand. For God says he will inclination. Uh-huh. Girl, say that one more time. God has and will.
Yes, sir.
Scatter those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclination.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't making a political statement this morning,
mm-hmm.
but Lord, I'm waiting for January 20, 2021. But if you hear that statement on Friday night,
mm.
this vaccine is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. Well, what about the vaccine that ended polio and smallpox?
Come on now.
What about all the research in previous years that made this vaccine possible? What about the fact that Americans said the virus was a hoax?
Mm.
And what about the 296,000 who have already died from COVID-19? And the thousands of others who are going to die because Americans said you ain't got the world vaccine.
Mm.
Americans felt that the Dow Jones was more important than the lives of people.
Mm.
God's going to deal with some more Americans. Americans further down Pennsylvania Avenue that was more interested in putting unqualified judges on the bench than providing relief for those in need. And don't think God is going to stop there whenever arrogance and proud inclinations have taken hold. God, I said God is going to scatter him. God has and God will pull down the powerful from their thrones. These are the words of a girl about the son, she was about to give birth to the Son of God. I'm talking about Jesus. See, it's time for people who sit in the pews, the people we have overlooked for so long, the people that religious leaders have expected to follow them blindly. It's time for everyday people lowly like bird to stand up by the strength of God, so that not only the powerful will be pulled down, but the lowly will be lifted up.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
To become a reality right there. Well, you've seen, just like I've seen, the cars lined up at the food banks all over this land. Some of you might have seen the article in the Washington Post of how many people now have to steal their food because they don't have the money or the benefits. See, I'm waiting for God to fill the hungry with good things. But New Hope Fellowship, we need to give some more money to hands across Middlesex for their food.
Yeah.
If you got enough food to eat, you need to take some of that money that you just spent for Christmas. Give that money to your local food bank. Give that money to some organization that is going to bring healing to them.
Yes, sir.
Because when the Lord has filled the hungry with good things, I don't want to be. You shouldn't want to be. Because of our wealth, and all of us have wealth, all of us have our poverty. But I don't want, and you don't want to be sent away empty-handed when God lifts up.
That's right. That's right.
But you know, Mary could wait for God to work because she knew the story of God at work. That's why we need to read the Bible so that we can know the story.
That's right.
Not just the biblical story, but our story. Our story, no matter how painful it might be. Because when you don't know the story, when you don't know your story, things that need to end, keep on happening.
Yeah.
Don't give up because the memory of what God has done has been lost. See, Myrrh could talk about God coming to the aid of God's servant Israel because she knew the story.
Yeah.
Do you remember when God came to aid you in your time of need? Well, I know he did. I can't tell you how many times he did it. I've been down and not down. Did the promises to her ancestors, the promises to Abraham and to Abraham forever. Because I'm standing, and you need to stand. All of us need to stand on the promises of God.
Yeah, yeah.
The promises that open up so many doors in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you think about it real serious, God opened up some doors in your life. Because
yeah, yeah.
You've been on job where you're the first one on the job. You've been on jobs where you won't consider the deal you told me all about. Then pick somebody up, but God, get in there, open that door up. Oh, the promises that God would make a way out of nowhere. Oh, but after the winter comes, I remember that year I was at Howard University, the blizzard of 1966, and I called myself being smart. I ain't go to the cafeteria. I went to this little restaurant and he gave me a meal plan. But it snowed so much, he couldn't know mop. And I didn't have 2 pennies to roll together. But God made a way out of nowhere. And all those 3 days when D.C. was at a standstill, I had something to eat because God made a way. The promise that gives us life, the promise that makes life worth it. Mary, I want to thank you for letting God put you in the seed to be a sad, bad situation. And Jesus, I want to thank you for stepping down from glory and putting yourself in a bad situation. I'm glad you died for my sins, but I realize one of the reasons you died was because of your commitment to justice.
Amen.
I realize your healing was just as radical as Medicare for all. You questioned the standard for one. I'm glad you exposed the idols of our day. Just as Christians, we need to expose the idols of the day.
Amen.
And Lord, remove our fears so that we can stand. Lord, give us strength to do what needs to be done. Lord, have it so that Christians won't be co-conspirators in holding back the work that you paid to do. This Christmas, I'm not looking for Santa Claus. I'm looking for real joy. The joy that Mary is talking about.
Yes,
sir. The joy of bringing hope. Because Jesus has come, and Jesus is coming back with more joy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that joy?
Yeah.
Are you ready to sing and shout the victory and bring about change?
Mm-mm.
And making things new. Making things new. In the life of the Lord. Thank you, God. And one thing, maybe y'all, because they have stepped up. We can thank God for helping us bring about change.
Yes.
Change that is needed right now.
Yes.
Not talk of change, but real change. In the lives of so many in this land, and the lowly in this land can do it if we respond the same way. The same way that you bring. Glorifying God. By honoring God. And by watching God work. In God's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
At this time, we want to first just invite somebody to give their life to the Lord. A lot of us have tried everything and just don't think because you've been in the church, you give your life to the Lord. But you give our life to everything. And God is a 2 hour out of the 160 in the fact we have everything virtually because we can't hold your attention span long. It's just 1 hour out of the 168. But I invite you right now, if you've never known Jesus, to give your life to the Lord. Just believe in your heart, confess in your mouth that Jesus died
for your sins. And then, y'all, you want to do it here, we invite you to come a candidate. Put you down in the water after, you know, the new members class. I've even done that virtually. They come to the church, so the technology allows us to do new members class virtually. And then, you know, virtually, just like we virtually give the new dollars, virtually baptize you. And if you know you feel late on, that's not good enough. We'll put you in the world for real. But you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about this.
That's right. That's right.
And then there are those who've been baptized. And I know how it is. I've been in the church, black church, all my life. I remember one time I got home, somebody had sent a note to my mother saying, "You were eating candy at Sunday school." So I know what people do to bring you away from the church. We're not like that anymore. We will love you. We'll care for you. You know, we want you to be made whole just like God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we invite you to come. Let us transfer quickly spirits. Watch them. Give your hand to this preacher. Forgive your heart and soul to Almighty God. Numbers on the screen. I have a whole lot of technical needs this morning. I have to be able to change the slides and everything. But if you just text that number, text prayer to that number, text, you know, give my life to the Lord. You know, text whatever it is in your heart. It's 804-348-8221. Just, you know, I want to talk to you. Text that. And I will get in touch with you. I will give you a call. This pastor, I want to be your pastor. And so we open our doors symbolically to you this morning. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this short time that we've been able to spend with you. And so, oh Lord, just speak to this land. Speak healing to it right now, Lord. We thank you for the vaccine. But please, Lord, encourage the people not to let that guard down. To still wear those masks. To still wash their hands. To still keep that distance. Lord, speak to the religious people. That they will realize the virus is your creation. A creation that we can't see. And that we will embrace just like the people of Israel did.
Yes.
Who at one time just worshiped around the altars. And then they had the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy Spirit. And they built a temple. And they felt that that's where the Ark was and that's where they had to be. But they found themselves in a strange land without a building. And they came up with the theology that God is everywhere.
Yes, he is.
And so I'm praying, oh Lord, that our religious leaders would realize that we can worship God wherever we are.
Yes, sir.
We can worship God in the building, and we thank God. This building.
Yes.
We can worship God at home. We can worship God in our cars. We
can worship God.
We should worship God.
Yes.
In each and every thing. So we pray for those families that are hurting right now because of death. We're praying right now for those families that are hurting because their family members are in hospitals and they can't even reach out.
Yes.
We're praying for those sick with all other diseases because whoever goes in the hospital finds themselves in the same situation, alone and taken away from them. Lord, be with our young people as they deal with the challenges of virtual learning, not being able to be with their friends, not being able to do those social things. Lord, just have them to have a relationship with you, a relationship that's better than any human relationship ever. My final prayer is that the Lord would bless us and keep us. The Lord would cause his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord would look to us with the light of his confidence and give us peace in our coming and our going. in our lying down and when we get up, in our joy and in our sorrow, and the work and the play. And we thank you for everything that we prepare to celebrate the first coming. But we thank you, Lord, that we are prepared because Jesus is coming back.
Yes, yes.
Coming back to get his own. And so everybody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hello.